This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
And it's a new day if you want it to be. I have Ava Pennington on the line. Hi, Ava. Good morning.
Good morning, Rhett. Thank you for having me here.
Great to have you here, too. I met Ava recently at a Word Weavers conference. Explain to the listeners, what is Word Weavers?
Word Weavers is an international writing support association. It's actually a group of writers, Christian writers, who get together to critique each other's works. They have chapters all over the country. We actually are international now. We are in Europe, we're in South America, and we also have online meetings. So you can join a critique group online as well if there is not a chapter in your local area. And Word Weavers sponsors the Florida Christian Writers Conference, which occurs each October in Lake Yale in Florida.
Yeah, and I have to say that there was such a good vibe at this conference. And I remember I was seated across from you, go into a cafeteria, and we became friends sitting with each other. And, you know, what amazed me is I remember you said to me, you said, have you ever been to a conference like this before? I said, no, this is my first. And you said, had you been to a secular one? And I said, no. And she said, I told this story, I'm saying like she, like you're not you. Anyway, you said, well, they're entirely different because it's very competitive and combative because everybody's vying for placement. And you said, when the Christian market, you are creating your own competitors, and willingly, because the whole thing is not about money first or popularity, but about making the Lord popular in the hearts of people.
Absolutely. In fact, the director of the conference, Eva Marie Everson, I can remember her saying that in a workshop I attended, it has to be 10 or 15 years ago, where she said, this is the only place you'll find where we joyfully train our competition, because it's not about, oh, I need the contract over you. It's about knowing that we're on the same team. We're working for to expand the kingdom of God here. So
now you coach other writers. You do a whole bunch of things. I got a paper that'll be coming in. Tell me about your bio in a few minutes, but it's being printed out now. But well, I wanted to know, you said, which was unusual to me, I didn't realize that people got very specific. You write devotions or devotionals. Now, a devotion is one separate paragraph, whereas a devotional, usually people buy them and they represent a year of 365 or whatever, right?
Yes, a devotional is a collection of devotions.
Why did you pick this category?
Well, I love to teach. I'm a Bible teacher. I teach a Bible study fellowship class here in the Treasure Coast. We have about 200 women that meet weekly. And writing kind of grew out of my love to teach the Word of God. And I started with devotions. I had a heart for the names of God. I was drawn to that topic. And so I just started writing. But I do write nonfiction as well, Christian nonfiction. Devotions.
What would the nonfiction be?
Well, nonfiction would be books on Christian living, you know, how to have victory in different areas or how to be encouraged. So I write devotions as well as nonfiction, but yeah. This devotional has, these devotions have been something that has been a real labor of love for me for many years.
Well, I find it interesting. A devotion, what specifically is a devotion? What makes it a devotion is something that's not a devotion?
Okay, a devotion is, think of it as a bite-sized piece of encouragement.
A bite-sized piece of encouragement.
somebody who does not have time to read a chapter in a book, maybe they're just pressed for time, or maybe they're in a place emotionally or spiritually where they can't process 10 or 12 pages of encouragement from a book, but they do have the capacity to absorb one page. And in a devotion, a well-written devotion, it will be most of the time one page. It's short, maybe 200-300 words. It's a bit of encouragement where the writer pulls out application from a particular verse or passage of scripture. And sometimes it's just about all somebody can process. Maybe they're just busy. Maybe it's a mom who's running after toddlers and she doesn't have time to sit down and read a chapter of a book every day, but she has time to read a devotion.
Do they always have to be 365, or do you have some devotionals that maybe are just numbered and they're not necessarily a specific date?
A collection of devotions can be as large or small as you want. I originally wrote a one-year devotion on the names of God, and then my publisher recently, I don't know if you can see this, there we go. My publisher recently re-released the book as Reflections on the Names of God, and this is 180 devotions.
Oh, so
I know people who do who've written 90-day devotions or a collection of 90 devotions.
I should have gotten devotions. That one as a review copy when I met you, because I held that book in my hands, and now I see it on the screen. I'm going, I want that book. I want that book. Well, the names of God are very like, El Shaddai or Jehovah Jireh, my provider, you know, that famous song. These different names. Tell us how you came upon writing a devotional on the names of God and where you did your research. How did you find out and how did you expound on this?
Well, I first was intrigued by the names and attributes of God probably about 30 years ago when the pastor of my church started a sermon series on the Lord's Prayer. And early in that series, he got to the line, "Hallowed be thy name." Mm. And he then detoured and did a mini series within a series on some of the names and attributes of God. And that just drew me and intrigued me. And then he went back, when he finished that series, he went back to completing the Lord's Prayer. And then shortly after that, I read one of Kay Arthur's studies. And Kay Arthur, for those of your listeners who aren't familiar, she's the founder of Precepts Ministries International. And Kay wrote a book called Lord, I Want to Know You. And that was a study of, I think, 16 names of God from the Old Testament. And I just, again, was so drawn to this that I started studying and researching and exploring the different names and attributes. And I just felt led to write a devotional on a collection of devotions on this topic. And I was really very fortunate because I contacted Kay and she very graciously agreed to endorse the book. So
wonderful. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. When you can connect with people who have influenced your life like that. Well, I'll tell you what, you've got your book right in front of you. Do you want to just by God's hand, his choice, you open it up and or do you have something picked out? Maybe you could read one devotional to us.
Well, the devotions are short. And if you'd like, again, there are 180 devotions on the names of and attributes.
There's
of
not
God.
There's not 180 names, are there?
Actually, there's quite a few. This particular devotional is a little different from others in that what I did is I wrote three separate devotions on each name or attribute. So it's 180 devotions, but I'm covering in this particular volume, I'm covering 60 names or attributes looked at three ways. And what I did, because I wanted this to be more than just an academic check the box, yes, I read this name, I now know what this name of God means. Mm. I wanted it to be something that would be transformative. And so what I did is I took a name, and I'll I'll read three short ones real quick for you.
Okay.
But I took a name, and the first devotion looks up. And when I say look up, it's focusing on what God said about himself. This is how he introduced himself.
Uh-huh.
And then there is a second devotion on the same name. And this time I'm looking in to see, how does knowing that this is who God is, how does that change me? How does it change how I live, how I think, how I behave? And then I wrote a third devotion on the same name or attribute. And the third one looks out and it asks, how does this change my relationships? If this is who God is, and this is how I'm changed by who God is, then how does that influence the way I relate to other people?
Wow, you put yourself through a lot of work doing this.
It was, but again, I said it before, it was a labor of love. And it, for me, my prayer for this book is that when readers read it, again, they're not just checking a box. Okay, I know what Jehovah Jireh means, as the example you gave earlier. But it's not just knowing that God called himself that. It's how am I changed because that's who he is? And then how do I relate to others because that's who he is? And so that was my prayer for this project, that this would be transformative. I've had readers tell me that they read one a day, just one devotion a day.
Yeah.
I've had readers also tell me that they do it in groups of three. They'll do three a day because they want to cover all three devotions on that name or attribute before they move on to the next
name or
attribute.
And you know something, that God says he's not the God of destiny. I am not the God of destiny. I am the living God. Now, you might say, well, what does that mean? I mean, I know you. I don't even know you that well, and I bet you've experienced this. I'm sure you have, and I have. It's like, you know, someone will use a word in a sentence, and you've never heard the word before, and you look it up, and suddenly you hear it three times that week. Like, it's this time is anointed, appointed to learn this specific word, or you'll learn, pick up a devotion that someone like you has written, and all of a sudden there'll be some either a circumstance that takes place that punctuates that. In other words, like where it says in the Proverbs, a soft answer turneth away wrath. A soft answer turneth away wrath. And next thing, I end up with a client, and he's yelling at me. He's pulled up in his golf cart at his golf course because I handled his advertising way back when. And I had recommended a rug dealer, and he was disappointed in the rug. So he was angry that it was a shoddy job, and he was yelling. And so, and I remember that week I'd read, a soft answer turns away wrath, so I just let him vent.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Waiting for the answers to come, to understand your ways and not run from, to get a glimpse inside the realm of the unseen.